Hey guys, welcome back to the Not Just a Bikini Girl podcast. I'm going to go into something very, very small here, and it's just on my brain because we have just launched a couple of new latest additions to the compact jewelry line. So we have Dilara, Cyan, and Infinity Row bracelets. Now, what's really, really cool is that Dilara and Cyan, they were named after you guys. And this is like another reason why you should be following the Compact Women Instagram page. Because basically everyone literally just put their names in. I thought, right, if I haven't got their name already, I'm just gonna review them all and basically look at the jewelry and think, right, what do I want this jewelry to be called? So I really, really love doing stuff like that. And obviously the girls that are selected, they get a £10 voucher as well. But wanted to talk a little bit about latest additions to jewelry and the selection process that goes into it. When we say everything is handpicked, I really do mean that. Like, it's very, very easy to just add every single jewelry option on the planet, or you could be looking at other companies, or you could be looking at other athletes and what they're wearing and thinking, right, I have to stock every single one of these things, surely. But every single thing we pick is handpicked. We think about it. We look also at what you guys want typically. And the big thing is kind of driving things at the moment is that earring length. It's really, really cool to see that really starting to become a thing now and people are understanding its importance. But when we are choosing jewelry, or when I'm looking at pieces or I'm trying to style someone, I'm very, very big on selecting jewelry and shoes, to be fair, that are not going to take over. Like, creating your stage look is all about the little details, while at the same time, it's not letting your jewelry choices or your shoe choices or any other styling choices overpower or outshine you, because it's very, very easy to look at the biggest, blingiest item and think, right, that's what I need to stand out, or that's what I need because, you know, I've seen this X person do it, or I just think that's the way to go. Whereas our goal is, and every time I look at someone, it's almost like touch points. And I'm always looking at seeing how that flow is working across the physique. And it really, really shows when that works. The whole look comes together. The way the person present themselves as well is way, way different. I've seen it quite a few times where I can see that someone's gone for quite like maybe bigger pieces of jewelry than they should have, or just there's something a little bit off. And myself personally, whenever I've stayed really aligned to my own style and what my gut is telling me what I want to do and the look I want to create, I can tell you now I show up way better on stage. 110%. You show up way better on stage, your stage presence, your stage confidence, which obviously then gives you the best chance of obviously placing higher and just generally bringing your best self to stage. There's nothing worse than choosing something, thinking, right, this is what everyone else is doing, following the crowds, and it's just not, like, something literally just feels like it's not clicking and it's not working. So when I'm looking at things, it's very, very interesting when I go to events. I love doing this. So whenever I do events, please do come and do this process with me because it's so fucking cool. Like, I just love it. And it's just, it's so, I love doing that process in one-on-one in the flesh because it makes such a difference. Because I totally get it. You go on the website sometimes and you're like, oh, I don't really know. It's hard sometimes. Some people have a real gut instinct and they're like, right, I know what I want to do. Some people are like, I'm not too sure. But when they see me in person, the first thing I say to them is like, right, what's your style? What don't you like? What do you like? And I kind of start throwing random pieces of jewelry at them. And I'm like, look, don't hold back. You won't offend me if you hate this, but like, gut instinct, gut reaction, when I give this to you, when I try it on. And it's so interesting when they're just like, oh no, like without even thinking. And they look at me, they're like, oh my God, I've just said that out loud to Jasmine. I'm like, no, this is exactly the process we need to do. So I'm like, right, great. So when as soon as, depending what their gut reaction is on that thing, I know exactly, right, I know which items I need to discard out of my selection process with them. And I now know where I need to lead them into like what other options are available. So, you know, go with gut instincts, but at the same time, don't feel like you have to go for the flashiest, blingiest thing. A lot of times people, when I'm interacting with them, especially figure athletes as well, actually, a lot of times they don't want, you know, they're not someone that particularly wears a lot of jewelry, or they're gonna, you know, they're gonna feel a bit silly. And if you feel a bit silly, that's not going to translate with your overall stage look. That's not going to translate to how you, you know, you show up, because you're not going to feel like you're in alignment. So I can't stress this enough with A, trust in your gut. B, not feeling like you have to always choose the biggest, flashiest like pieces of earrings or jewelry or bracelets or rings or anything like that. But whenever you see me, do that if you can, do that process with me, because it will really guide you and think, right, okay, instead of having 30, 40 options to choose from now, I've literally got these five. And how many times have we been into a restaurant when the menu is like 5,000 pages long? You're like, oh my God, this is literally so overwhelming. Whereas if you literally just have one page, you're literally thinking, these choices, like, it doesn't feel as overwhelming, and I can actually really focus in and think about like, what do I want to bring and what do I want to do? So when we're selecting jewelry on the website, we're always thinking about the touch points. We're always thinking, can we see this working in X federation, X sort of person, petite, tall, thick muscle bellies, smaller muscle bellies? Is this going to, is this interchangeable? Is this something that they can work with loads of different looks? Is this something that they can kind of like embed into their kind of collection that they've already got? All these little bits. And obviously we always look at the trends. We always look at what the pros are wearing. That is the same way that you do with fashion. You look at the main designers and the catwalk and fashion weeks are doing. But it's very much about tailoring. And sometimes there's a big difference also between what you think you need or what you think you want versus actually what is more aligned with you and what feels the best. And I always say this, like, you can look at some of these athletes or look at someone and think, oh, that look, I really like it. But then will that translate directly into you? Are you the same height? Do you carry the same muscle? Like, there's all these different kind of elements that are really, really important. So I'm going to leave that there. But I do want to say that we are running a 10% off all earrings until the first show of the UK season. So you basically have, I think, 3 weeks. I think on the top of my head, I think it's 3 weeks. So as I say, we'll be running that until the first show of the season. So make sure you get involved with that. I'm going to leave loads of details below regarding like, key information that we've got on the website if you do want to read through that. Any questions, any help that you need, you can always reach out to us on Instagram. We will ask you a load of questions, but they're all necessary so we can make sure that we're making the right selections for you. And yeah, I hope that has given a little bit of an insight, as I say, into how we run things and what we do. And I'm loving the name Dilara and Sayan to the website. I just works. It flows. It's wicked. But enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you guys in the next episode.